Here's Nico Wind with Tribal Rhythms.
Helmina makes him first a respected Lakota Sioux elder. Will always remember the honor ceremony given for her by a friend at a gathering. It took place in Portland, Oregon, not long ago. After reflections were shared about Helmina's role in her community, she was lovingly wrapped with a gift of a Pendleton blanket. The people present stood respectfully around the circle they had formed as Helmina danced within it, the powerful sounds of the drum group and singers guiding her steps. If Helmina had been at home at Standing Rock Reservation in South Dakota, the community's drum group would have sung a special women's honor song that inserted her name in the appropriate place. After an announcement describing her achievements, almost always with her family standing behind her, Helmina would dance around the circle, followed by everyone present. At the end of the song, the people would shake her hand.
Chicken woman, honor song please for our elders and our veterans.
Honor dances are often followed by a giveaway, a ritual of gift-giving. Pendleton blankets, star quilts, shawls, or beadwork are among the treasures that may be exchanged.
In honor of our veterans.
Usually, honor dances include a feast. Everyone enjoys the food prepared by hard-working cooks who, along with the drum group and others, are often honored with a song before the end of the event. Every day, women's honor songs are performed by drum groups around the country. Each tribe has its own special honor song for women, or a song may be created by the drum group as a gift for honorees. The songs may be performed at large and small powwows, at special ceremonials, or at a simple gathering held at the home of a family member. Honor songs celebrate the uniqueness of each person and their connection to the community. LaDonna Brave Bull Allard, a Lakota historian for Standing Rock Sioux Tribe, likes to talk about honor songs for women. Honor songs are a central part of her culture. She remembered a recent event at the Prairie Knights Casino where the drum group Lakota Thunder sang an honor song for six elders in their 90s. It might have been a song that was specifically created to honor elderly women, maybe one written hundreds of years ago. The honor ceremony helped to solidify a sense of connection to and appreciation for the elders of the community. Honor songs are performed for every conceivable event in a person's life. The naming of a newborn, an adoption ceremony, or a coming-of-age ceremony for a young woman. Winning sports teams, students, and teachers who have achieved special awards in school and graduates may receive an honor song. There are honor songs connected to celebrations of birthdays, anniversaries, and memorials. When a youngster is ready to leave her baby name, there's a special naming ceremony where she is honored with a song that contains her new name. It is her song that nobody else can sing without permission. Another special time in a young Lakota girl's life is when she is given the great honor of carrying the sacred pipe, or when she is chosen as Sundance Maiden and blesses the cottonwood used in the Sundance ceremony. The special honor song that she receives for this event stays with her for the rest of her life. The tradition of honoring people has a role in Native cultures that goes beyond just that of recognition. Of course, it makes a person feel good to know that others are proud of him or her. But that's only a portion of it, according to LaDonna. Honor songs strengthen tribal bonds and bring people into the circle of tribal life. LaDonna said, the song is only part of it. It makes you feel good for people to come and say, we're really proud of you. But songs may also be sung to honor people whose greatest contributions may have been to themselves. Women who are dealing with addictions are one example. Your people are taking you into the circle. It builds your self-esteem when you are in the center like that. And the other people get up and shake your hand and say, we're behind you and we support you for the rest of your life. No matter what you do in your life, you're never alone. There are always people around you who are proud of you. In women's sweat lodge ceremonies, LaDonna explained, they do all the same songs as the men do, except for two. One is to honor elderly women, and the other is to honor all women. The words entreat the Great Spirit. Have pity on us. We are the center of the nation. We need your strength. We need your wisdom. Help us. Sissy Goodhouse's CD called The Third Circle features a number of women's honor songs, including a woman's song that pays respect to Lakota women and their contributions in the strengthening of the Lakota world. Sissy asserts that the music of her people is central to everything they do in life. It's one of the reasons you'll always see women taking their babies to the drum at powwow. She explained, it makes little ones listen to the music so they have the drum's heartbeat in them. As they grow, it's something they always go back to and remember. The words to the songs may change, but the drum and the heartbeat become part of who they are. Helmina Makes Him First recalled feeling really happy about being honored. Her only regret was that her family was not present at the time. Honor songs are meant to solidify families and communities, strengthening their spiritual qualities and acknowledging the importance and unique value of each individual. Listening to women's honor songs can benefit all people everywhere, for their simple lessons affirm the cherishing and loving of all human beings. Women's honor songs are about giving and receiving, supporting and acknowledging achievements. They nurture and strengthen the circle of life.
Tribal Rhythms is produced by our music director, Nico Wind, and written by Ann Morin with special thanks to Brian Freeman. Coming up, four round stones, four eagle feathers, and a woman's healing song are all part of Judy Trejo's remembrance of her grandmother. And Nora Naranjo Moore shares the story of Turkey Girl and a young woman's transformation.
And right before that they started walking out of the canyon, the oldest turkey said to her, "Come to the side of the river and look into the water and see yourself, Turkey Girl. See what it is that you have become."
Stay with us. I'm Arlie Neskay, and you're listening to Wisdom of the Elders.
Our Indigenous elders, the keepers of oral tradition, are the essential centers of their families and nations. Wisdom of the Elders is produced in Portland, Oregon, with funding provided by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Lewis and Clark National Historic Trail National Park Service.
Nim ki wan, ki ji o da wa, te she wan o ilane e a. O da o ko zi ne ol me, nish na za huk. Ki o se a nish e na be, jiri sang a huk. Pak waga a bin, mi chi gan, an bla de me kam a waga. Te kam tha o jiri bai, e jiri sang, ki chi mo shoms, chi an bla. On e de jama, on e de jama, shigamanis naga ponun, in de ma, kijimanatu kuchispe, ka we beta, ko woto si, te snega, ka wad, minote, manatu.